This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Can I get anyone any eggs?
Yeah, please. I went kind of hard last night.
Yeah.
So I need a little something to just fill yeah, my eggs, stomach up.
Eggs would be great.
Eggs.
Yeah, I'll take eggs.
Eggs?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we have lunch way later, right? We have lunch scheduled at like 2 p.m., so if something filling
yes.
would be
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God. I feel hungover. You guys feel hungover at all?
Really hungover.
Yeah,
man.
Really?
Yeah. Too. I'm feeling good. I prepped, though.
You did. I saw you. You had like a lot of
water and Pepto.
Mm, good for you. You're smart.
No, it wasn't Pepto. What? I don't need Pepto.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. It was pink water.
It's okay right. if you had to do Pepto. It's okay to be hungover. It's
no,
like I know.
No, I don't need Pepto.
I'm actually young.
I'm young still, like at heart and stomach and digestive tract.
How old are you?
Like in terms of years?
Yeah.
From, I guess, my brain and my mind, not my stomach and digestive tract.
What about from your birthday?
Birthday would be...
That's what I use, yeah.
It would be, I guess, 46.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You look bad.
And I'm not digestive tract.
From your four-year age.
Okay. And you guys are like 50s?
I'm 42.
Oh. Yeah, I'm 41.
Whoa.
I'm 26.
Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate you all coming here to celebrate. I know a second bachelor party is like a little less fun. And
well,
being there for
we
me.
We knew how to do it
divorce.
The first time,
yeah.
So now we can like kind of bump
yeah,
it up.
Yeah,
I've really been having a laugh with Ted at work and stuff, and I thought he'd kind of vibe with the group here. So
thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming, dude.
It's great to have you here, man. I've never done some of that type of drinking before.
Right? Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it was like a. You said it was a beer bong.
Beer bong. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, I handled it really well though.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me, and it's fine. It's just an interesting conversation. Who was calling their girlfriend last night crying at like 1 a.m.? Just saying they went
like
too hard.
Like my girlfriend was crying or I was crying?
Girlfriend
so it was you.
I heard somebody.
Okay, so it was you.
I guess that, I was crying. My girlfriend was not crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she wants us to start using partner.
Oh. Okay.
I do not.
Is that what the call was or separate?
That came up.
Because you did that beer bong and then you did a shot and then you had a look in your eye like you were finally going to say something that you've been thinking about for a while.
You know, it's not good to keep stuff in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a weekend like this where we're being open,
yeah.
I'm eating Ted and we're diving deep fast and I can't even get this deep with my girlfriend, partner, girlfriend.
Whichever you prefer, man.
It seems like it really bothers you.
And I'm not a fan. What? Because it's like, you know, I got partners in business. I got partners on the force, things like that. Okay.
Sounds like you're having a really tough weekend.
Yeah.
I'm having a blast. Okay. I'm having a blast, and I am doing well.
You're the only cop I know with a side hustle. I just want to say that.
Dude, you figure, listen, my dad was a union guy. Okay. Not the cop union. Okay. The builders union. But I figured you go into any union, you're going to do okay. Cops, apparently not. I don't know what's going on with these guys.
Or, I mean, you're one of them. You might know better than us. I appreciate it. I feel like you're just working yourself to the bone, and it kind of maybe explains why you do look a little more sallow. And I don't know.
What's your side hustle? I mean, I see the earpiece. Are you on a call right now?
No, hold on. and I'll take four.
I don't think he's actually on a call.
I don't either.
That's what it sounds like when I'm on a call.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I buy dogs.
You buy dogs?
I buy dogs. I'm trying to flip dogs.
Oh, you flip dogs.
Okay. Dog arbitrage. Okay. I mean, you know.
I actually don't hate that.
Yeah.
Well, how's it going, I guess, is the first question.
Poorly.
We'll see. Okay, yeah, poorly. I do hate it, though, yeah. The dogs.
I have
especially.
Too many dogs in my place.
Where's the hang-up? Because it would seem like a dog would be an easy thing to sell. Why don't you pitch me? I'm looking for a dog. You pitch me on having a dog.
Great. Okay, well, you want a dog?
No.
You have a dog.
No, I'm saying... I'm
trying to help you with your business.
You give me a fake pitch as if I want a dog.
Okay. What I have so far is I know how to take a dog, and I think I make it better.
You improve the dog?
This is my business partner does the sales. I do the flipping part. I'm kind of like the property brothers.
How you would flip a house.
I'm exactly.
You like get the dog a haircut, paint its nails or something?
So you can't grow hair on a dog fast. I think we can all agree.
Right. We can agree, and I could have told you that in advance if that is an issue with your business. I wish you'd run
it was
by
a
me,
surprise to me.
Yeah, okay. So you're just kind of, is it like training the dog quickly?
It's getting extensions for the dog.
Okay.
Because people like long-haired dogs. Okay.
They do.
Yeah, they like long-haired.
How
like
long is the hair?
I guess in terms of inches.
You're using like women's hair extensions.
I don't really care what gender the hair
sure,
is from.
Sure, sorry, I shouldn't have gendered it.
Sorry, Ted, I don't know if there's a different way to do eggs, but are you supposed to be getting the pan like steak hot? It's like smoking. Is that how you do your eggs?
Yeah, it needs new oil.
I guarantee you guys, I hear you, I see you, I understand. If you let me do eggs my way, these eggs will blow your mind.
You just got out of sensitivity training, right?
I did just get out of sensitivity training. Just hold on.
You're using the language really well.
Thank you. Everyone shut up. Let me do eggs my way. We let you pitch dogs.
Yeah.
Bad.
I'm not the sales guy. I'm the uglier brother.
Of the property brothers?
Yes.
So the hot one
I'm
sells.
Not ugly. But in terms in
compared to your
compared
partner.
To well yeah
not your
oh my
girlfriend
God. Compared
your
to
partner.
My partner compared to my girlfriend I am way uglier.
What about compared to your brother?
Oh man, R.I.P.
Oh,
he's dead.
Or no, his looks? No.
Oh, why did you say R.I.P.?
I think really incredibly pretty.
Wow, good. That's good on you.
He is stunning.
Seem.
Incredibly pretty.
Good afternoon. I wonder what part of the day most people listen to this. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do we think?
Good day.
Good day.
Good drive.
Good afternoon.
Drive. Yes, that can be whenever.
Yeah.
Nice housework. That's for me.
Nice housework,
nice
everybody.
Nice housework. And welcome to the Man Dog Pod. It's another episode. I'm here with my co-host, Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Dan Lippert. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good, good.
I had a little midday nap today, so I'm feeling good. I wasn't before it.
That can go either way, too.
Uh-huh.
I also had a bad sleep last night. Do you have a bad sleep or just up late?
Up late. Up too late. Yeah, not enough time possible.
Well, we can't talk sleep schedules anymore
so
without
riveting.
Bringing our guests in, because I'm sure they have something to say. Yes. Both first times on the pod, I think, and we're excited to have them. Waleed Mansour, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I couldn't nap today.
Because of this?
Because of the baby.
Yeah,
the baby was supposed to take a second nap, and I thought this is a great time for me to take my first nap of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And baby said, no, thank you.
No.
Do you ever get to take a nap with him?
Like, like in bed with him? Yeah, or like
it seems like that would help me fall asleep.
At early on. He's too big now, and he's supposed to be sleeping in his big boy crib by himself.
I see.
So not anymore. This was the first time in months that I was like, I think I need a nap today. And it was also the first time in a long time that he chose not to do
his own nap. Yeah. Yeah, he felt the vibe. I'm sorry. Well, you came. Here is, maybe it just becomes okay once you're a parent. But when I'm tired, everyone has to know I show up looking exhausted. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of frustrated. You came with energy. You look totally rested to me.
Yes.
Yes, you brought it. I think I look more tired than you. I couldn't be bothered to put shoes on even.
I feel like doing things brings me energy.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, getting out and about makes me more awake.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
And let's see how tired our next guest is. George C. Owens. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm exhausted. also couldn't sleep because of Waleed's baby.
Oh my God.
No, I feel it's honestly pretty good today. I did grab a coffee before this in preparation.
Nice. Do you do a normal afternoon coffee or just if you're like hopping up for an event?
It's not super normal for me to have an afternoon coffee. And I didn't even have a full coffee. I had like maybe 3 ounces of a cold brew. And I was like, get yourself under control. Put it in the fridge for later. Yeah.
Nice.
So that was a Bop cold brew, or you made your own little one at home with the concentrate?
I make my own at home, generally speaking, but I was out, so I did buy a coffee out. I was walking my dog and I was like, I'm feeling a little tired. I'm about to improvise. I should probably get a little coffee poo.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you make cold brew, how big of a batch and how long do you keep it in the fridge?
So I have a pitcher that's a liter and a half that has like a metal cylinder in it, and it like brews it like a giant thing of tea, I think. And it makes me like 4 days of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I think I drink about 8 to 10 ounces a day.
Yeah. That's so great.
Yeah.
I will brew it and then kind of forget about it. And then it like goes bad in the fridge because I leave it in there too long.
I think my advice for that is to be hopelessly addicted to it and you'll never forget about it.
Right. Yeah, that's a good call.
Do you all do coffee? Or all three of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not definitely often. A don't talk to me till I've had my kind of guy. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have, there's one a walking distance from me, so I can pop over if I don't want to make mine or I have.
Is that common that you're not in the mood to make your own?
It's 50-50.
Okay.
You do kind of go like, at a certain point, I can't spend $6 a day on coffee. Yeah.
Well, you want to buy a house one day.
I do. And it's I'm eating coffee and avocado, and I can't afford a house.
Yeah.
But also, I thought I would like the feeling of having a place close by where you're kind of a regular.
Yeah.
But what it turned out to feel like is like, oh, I hope this person's not working because they're going to want to make conversation with me. And I really don't even want, I'm not even awake yet. So fair I go night. Less often because I kind of know the schedule of some of the people
Whoa.
There who I'm like, I just don't want to make conversation.
Yeah, I hope right they now. Don't listen to your podcast.
Well, they don't know which ones they are.
That's true. Right. They're in the break room like, it's you. No, it's you.
One of them, he's very nice, but he continues to think I'm a bassist. He knows I perform, but he keeps forgetting. So I know he doesn't listen.
You do give bassist.
You
vibes.
Really do.
I'm not surprised by that for some reason.
Of all the instruments, that feels like
we have a bassy voice.
Yeah, bassy
maybe
voice.
Maybe that's what it is. So I'd prefer fits. Drummer if yeah. to look like something. But I'll take bassist.
I feel like drummer would be fun too because I feel like it'd be those scenes in movies where. Somebody is, you know, like coming after somebody and then that person stands up and they're way too tall and you're like, whoa, oopsie.
Yeah.
You can do that with every drum show.
That happens to me a lot already in real life. Not drumming, but nobody's ever coming at me.
Someone's trying to fight Dan a lot.
Yeah. Where do I, it's a sitting thing. Maybe it's also like going from zooming people to seeing them in person.
Yeah.
People will get shocked sometimes, but I guess I don't give off a tall energy and then I stand up and people are like, whoa. I had no idea.
I had a friend when we were doing a lot of Zooming, I had a friend that met like three of my other friends over Zoom. And then we finally all met up in LA. And one of the first questions I asked was like, what surprised you about these people? And the first one was like, he's way taller than I ever thought he was going to be.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if it's just an observation. I wonder if it's meant to be taken anyway. Would you rather be perceived as shorter than you than people expect or taller?
No,
that's a good question.
Yeah, taller for sure.
You want? Yeah,
short feels like it has more of a built-in like
personality
negative.
Thing.
Yeah. To me,
I feel like
I never hear tall as an insult.
I will say the guy that is part of this story gives shorter vibes because he is very, he's like very sweet, very nice. Not that tall people aren't nice and sweet, but
you
I
said
think,
it already.
Mm-hmm. I believe
cut
you.
It, cut
believe
it. Can you cut it? Can you cut it? Can you cut it? Can you cut it?
Well, he has to be nice because he's little. So little people have to be nice because they're just, you know, they can't do anything. So I do sometimes forget. I mean, you know, we hang out all the time and most of our little friend group is pretty tall. But it really is an anomaly. People are so shocked. Yeah. Do you remember? I don't remember who this woman was, but one lady was so shocked by Dan's height that she just came up to him and started touching him. And being like,
no.
You're so tall. We were just like in the mall or something, oh somewhere my gosh. Weird.
People shouldn't touch people.
I feel like that's it happens.
Yeah,
exactly.
I feel like that happens to me so often, I don't even remember it anymore.
That's
but,
wild.
Yeah.
That people it's just shocking. Touch you in public or just.
I guess the touching less so, but I think people are like. You do. They do feel like a little like when the, like the X-Men are trying to fight the big blob guy and nothing. He can't feel anything. I wonder if people have that about me, where it's like, sure. Oh, you can't feel that.
It's so
like,
far from your.
I'm
head.
Like a little fly here. Yeah.
That's really funny.
We're all beardy boys. Has anyone ever? Yeah. Without permission, touched your beard?
No, mm. No.
When I was a kid, I would have a buzz cut like at all times. And yeah, I know, your face looks like I was going to say I had a big old beard.
You used my beard when I was a kid.
7 years old, massive beard.
No, I used to have a buzz cut and people would rub all their head against yeah. my, rub their hands against my head, which I read online later that was like not, it's not a good thing to do like racially. Because I was all white people. I mean, like, look at this brown sure. person with, like, a buzz hair. It apparently happens a lot in the black community.
Yeah.
That, like, people will touch their hair.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I now realize that people shouldn't have been doing that to me.
Yes. Right. You were being yes. otherized.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I guess it's good you didn't feel it in the moment, at least.
Yeah. No.
The racism was so ingrained that you didn't actually process it until it later.
Yeah, but I do remember who to be mad at, so that's good.
I remember my young little racist friends. You do have a great. I was going to ask you, do you take care of your own beard?
I do take care of my own beard.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's a good looking beard.
Yeah. Thank you. As is everybody's in the room.
I
and
appreciate it.
I specifically have bought like blade, like shavers and
straight razor.
I used to straight razor it. I don't anymore. It just takes too long.
So
I got like a T blade. You know, like the T blade that they use at barbers where it has like the, it's like, it's always gray and it has, but they usually are using it to line you up.
Yeah.
At the barbers.
Is it replaceable razors?
No, it's a clipper.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a clipper.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Yeah. So they usually use that. So I got one of those for myself. And then the hardest part is because I don't have hair on the top of my head is the fade. Because I don't like the shaved head beard thing where you just have a straight line.
Right.
So I have to fade it in manually.
Looks good.
Good for you.
Really,
thank you.
How long did it take you? And this is a broader personality conversation. Are you able to do it wrong and then learn from it? Because me, I like shave my beard and I go, oh, I'm really bad at this. Mm-hmm. And I'll never figure it out. And I give up. And I'm just like, I'll pay someone to do this for the rest of my life. Or were you already kind of, you knew what you were doing?
My cousin's a barber, and so I've spent a lot of time around him, and I would cut my own hair as a kid, and so I have just taken it on myself, and it was especially when I started buzzing my hair by myself during the pandemic and even a little bit before, I was like, this is going to save me so much money. So I think it was just one of those things where I'm just like,
it's so
I have
liberating.
To save so much money. Because otherwise, with my hair, I was getting a haircut every 3 to 4 weeks.
Right.
Way too much money.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so much money.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
What are we talking over here? Self lines?
Yeah,
here?
Self lines.
It
yeah.
looks good.
Yeah, thank you.
Good.
I wear the successes and I wear the failures with pride. If you're like, left side kind of fucked up, that's all me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
That's all me. Yeah.
It is the worst when you accidentally take like a little chunk out and you're like, well, am I going to shave it all off?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
I guess I'm just going to kind of go out feeling funky today. Yeah. Or just kind of go out being like, hey, what's up? Yeah. Look at this side, you know, or whatever.
That's yeah. I've been thinking a lot about my own self-worth this past few days, and that requires such good self-worth from you, because I, yesterday, went to a diner before I was going to see some people and spilled syrup all over my shirt. And these are people I know very well and I'm very comfortable with. And I still was like, I went and bought a new shirt before I went to see them.
I may have done that too.
Because there was no, like, worst case scenario, they'd be like, what happened? I'd be like, I spilled syrup on my shirt. And they'd be like, that's ridiculous. And they would, their feelings of me would not have changed one way or another. But in my mind, it's like, I cannot lower myself as far in the eyes of others here.
Right.
And I'm embarrassed that I was not comfortable. Like, I'm just seeing all of the places in my life where I'm less comfortable with myself than I think I am.
I think it would, the people I don't know, what seeing me with syrup all over my shirt would bother me way more than the people I do know. Because the people I do know are at least, I'm going to have the chance to talk to them about it.
They're forgiving.
Yeah. But the people I don't know are like, this guy can't even eat.
Well, the thing that got me fully was I looked down and the neck of the shirt was also kind of a little saggy. And I was like, okay, this is too sloppy.
Yeah, sure. Maybe it's the syrup was just like a good omen. Yeah. You know, like this is time.
Time to get rid of the shirt.
Yeah. Could be lucky, like you have a bird shitting on you.
You spilled pancake syrup on yourself.
Congratulations!
It's the bird shit of breakfast. Yeah.
You just couldn't lean forward while you were eating your pancake. It was too much work.
Oh, my God. You guys, this brunch looks amazing. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, it's so good to see you again.
It's so good to see you guys, man.
Everyone looks really good.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you. You
totally.
Too, yeah.
So rare that we all get like a Sunday morning. It's just good to get out, get free, and just hang with the boys.
Everybody's family is okay with them getting out of the house.
Yeah.
I have to give a little white lie, but you know.
Is that true?
Yeah, no. They're good. They're good.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did.
You did lie.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, what? Sorry. Hang on one second.
What's going on?
Oh, gosh.
Spilled a little coffee on my shirt.
Hey, that's okay.
We could all.
You know what?
Should we all?
Yeah. I'll be right back. No. I'll be right back.
Okay. I really would have.
I would, yeah.
What do you think he's got? You would have all what? Changed our shirts? Or
no, spilled? Just spilled a little coffee on my shirt.
Solidarity spill?
Yeah, it's a little solidarity spill.
You're really good friends. I don't know.
I feel like you wouldn't have.
I guess I would have if you both suggested it, but it would have never even crossed my mind as an option. That's, I think, where I'm at.
Whoa, that is a shirt.
Yes. Hey, sorry. I had to. I couldn't sit here with that stain. I had to get a new one.
Does this diner have a gift shop?
Well, no, but there was a guy who was pretty open to suggestion, and I traded him shirts along with $50. I bought this shirt off a man in the diner.
There was a guy outside with that many sequins on his shirt?
There was. He was sitting alone.
Okay. It's got to be from the night before.
It must be.
Yeah. I'm not being funny. I know he was traveling through town. Was it Corey Feldman?
Guys, I don't know. I'm just happy to be back.
You don't know if it was Corey Feldman?
I don't believe that you don't know if it was Corey Feldman. It wasn't, because you would know.
You would surely know.
Guys, I was so freaked by the coffee stain. I don't know what I was doing, okay? I was freaked. I'm just glad I got a shirt on, even if it's a little weird. I'm glad to be back.
Well, me too. Sorry, your sleeve just dipped right into
Oh my God. Hang on, I'll be right back. Sorry, hang on, I'll be right back. Zoom!
Whoa!
I think the shirt made him faster.
I know. He did like the mask thing with his arms before he ran off.
But he, just to be clear, that was him saying zoom with his mouth, right?
Yeah.
Yes, but he was faster. I would agree that he was faster.
Okay, yeah.
what was your lie? Yeah.
I said the car was broken.
So you left.
The car was broke.
What did you say to leave the house?
I said, this car is broken and I got to get it fixed.
Oh, okay.
Are you taking it?
That's fair.
Jiffy Lube.
A lot of cars that are broken, they still drive.
That's true.
They just don't drive well.
Were you making the noise?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm back. I'm good. Keeping my elbows in. Not going to spill on anything else.
Well, you kind of have to with how small that shirt is.
That shirt is tiny.
Yeah. Everybody was sat, so the only people out front were a family of kids.
Okay.
Apparently, their mom and dad dropped them off. Their mom and dad dropped them off and gave them 100, and I bought the shirt off of one of them. So,
I have to ask what the age of the oldest child was.
Well, that was this guy. He was 13. I want to say he was 13. He was 9. He was obviously 9. Wow. But Ninja Turtles, I mean, I would have worn this shirt if I was a kid, too. So
It's a cool shirt. It's a good shirt.
I appreciate that.
Well, if you are comfortable in that shirt, I will make myself comfortable looking you in the shirt, I think.
I really appreciate that. You guys are good friends. I heard you guys were going to spill coffee on your shirts.
Yeah.
Not necessary.
If you want us to, we could go buy the other kids' shirts and wear them.
Yeah.
No, you guys, it's fine. I'm over it.
I think it's a little misleading to call it a Ninja Turtle shirt because it is splinter specific, but
you're right. It is. I guess it is unlicensed splinter gear.
Did the kids make you pay more because they said it was a turtle shirt? Because that's a splinter shirt,
that's
my
for
man.
Sure a splinter shirt.
Yeah, yeah. I offered him 40. He said 60.
It's just us. We're buddies. You don't have to be embarrassed around us.
You're right.
You
wear I know. Shirt you, it's, I guess I just wanted lot. Brunch to be perfect. You know, I didn't want to sit here with the
it
fat coffee stain.
It still feels perfect.
It's pretty good.
It still
so
feels
far.
Perfect.
Thank you, guys, man. Yeah. Thank you. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently, Dave is lying about his car.
Yeah, huh?
What? I don't know why you had to lie. It's not like you know, you live with, like, your brother.
I get
nervous.
He
like
makes me nervous.
Care.
He's yeah. such a good guy. He's incredibly attractive. Mm-hmm. And
oh, yeah.
R.I.P. Just, R.I.P. And I just wanted... I didn't... He doesn't like you guys. And I didn't want
whoa,
him
whoa. I thought you were
going
to say that. I really thought you were going to say that you
I
didn't want to not invite him. Extra are you sure about that?
Yeah, just ask for a little extra ketchup.
Okay. Just keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I didn't want to bring it up, but he every time I'm like, oh, I'm going to hang out with the boys.
Too.
I'm going to hang out with the boys. He's like, those guys again?
Oh, my
God. What is his problem with
what did
us?
We do?
He thinks I could do better, which I don't think I could.
There's no way you could.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I've been saying for years.
There's no way you
thank
can do
you.
Better.
Can
no
I say something now. About your brother and
please.
You?
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like you guys are dating or something. Or he thinks no.
you
could do better. You got
to lie to him to leave the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you share a car. What? I mean, it's a two-bedroom, right?
Well, it was, but you... We use one as an he uses one as an office.
Right,
you you're not allowed it. In the office.
I don't, well, what business am I going to do? And then fair. he gets the room. Oh, and then if we've had a good day, I'll also sleep in the room. But if we've had a fight, I will sleep on the couch.
It
sounds like you're in the doghouse
with your brother.
We could call it a lot.
Ooh, that's
of
a big cup of ale. Thank you.
Oh God,
you just drank it.
I'd already eaten some fries. I'd put some fries in there, and I was going to mix it in my mouth.
You got aioli all over Splinter's mustache.
Oh, my God. Splinter's famous mustache. Oh, my God. Fuck, you guys.
Here, this is a good lesson right now. Right now, I was going to say just be comfortable with it. I would actually rather you find a new shirt.
Zoom. Because of the smell.
Zoom. I'll be right back. Zoom.
Back in that chair out. This one was a little slow.
Can you back up? What? I'll be back.
Oh, man.
I, for one, I'm happy y'all made the time to come hang out. I feel like I'm kind of the only one here that lives alone and has all the free time. So I'm glad you guys are. I feel like I've lost you guys a little bit with family
sorry.
And your brother and all that. So this
I
is really
want
nice
you
brunch.
To feel that way about us.
Yeah. I do.
You can always just.
What can I do? I'll stay up
this
later.
This is it. No, this
the kids
is it.
They're going down at 8 now. They're going down at 8 p.m. They have to read from 8 to 9 p.m.
That's nice.
So after 8 o'clock, I'm allowed to kind of do whatever I want.
Helldivers?
I'm down for Helldivers.
Helldivers? Great. Yeah. I would love to do
it's
that.
Is okay if
you.
Tasha joins.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can
yeah,
I say something about your wife?
Yes.
It seems like you guys are dating.
How do you? We've been together for 14 years. How do you mean?
It seems like you're kind of like you can't play Helldivers 2 without her. And...
She loves. We love spending time together. Okay. It's not a her thing. It's a us thing. Okay.
It just it feels a lot like you and your brother. You know, it seems like
I'm here, aren't I?
You are. Yes.
And I didn't lie. Okay?
You said white lie, didn't you?
I didn't say
white lie.
He said white lie.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I'm so sorry. I'm
oh my
this
God.
Brunch. What? It's a brassiere.
We know it's a brassiere.
It's a brassiere. Do you guys not get it?
It's not just the brassiere. It's I at the corner of my eye, I saw that woman's husband really yelling at you. I saw you nodding. I saw
they
you
took the deal, didn't they? They took the deal.
And to be fair, this one actually looks like a legitimate Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles bra.
See it. Oh my gosh, folks, we did it.
What a treat.
That was so fun. I mean, is it just me or is comedy the universal language?
It sure is.
Pretty fun.
Sure is. Amen. Nice to get to do improv with you guys for the first time. I had a blast. Thanks for doing the show.
Totally.
George, where can people find you? Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I would love their bad takes on my social media. George_C_Owens. Yeah.
Great.
And I plug shows and stuff there. So.
Sweet.
Awesome. Yeah. Waleed?
Go ahead and listen to Sitcom D&D. It's a podcast on the HeadGum Network. It's a real play Dungeons & Dragons podcast filmed in front of a fake studio audience. So it's like episodic, funny D&D. And I think Aaron has
been
on the show.
Our audience knows Aaron. Yeah.
Elizabeth has been on the show.
Elizabeth just did it a couple weeks ago. Yeah. People know everybody.
So you got 3/5 of us so far.
We'll roll through the whole sitcom.
Hell yeah. And then also, if you want to follow me and see some drawings, it's at Waleed Draws Things.
That's what I was about to say. Waleed did a wonderful poster for Big Grande's tour last year.
That's right.
That we really loved. And your art's awesome, man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Hell yeah.
On our end, Big Grande at UCB, the fourth Sunday of every month. Are we locked in for the show?
In May, we'll be in Rhode Island, Westerly, Rhode Island, for the United Comedy Fest at the United Theater.
Yeah, back we were there last year and we're coming back. If you're on the East Coast and the whatever the Bay Area is called in that part of the East Coast, come check us out.
The eBay area.
Yes. And anything else we want to talk
about,
Ryan?
I think that's about it. Yeah.
Thank you so much to Annie Wu for our logo, Trenton Oliver for editing, and Casey Trilla for our theme song. Thank you, George. Thank you, Ali, for being here.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye for listening.
Bye.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.